From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Our Bible reading is from Matthew chapter 11, verse 6. Here the Lord is speaking to the disciples of John the Baptist, and he says, "Blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me." Now, these words of verse 6 are not only important to all those who were the Lord's disciples in the day of John, but they are also important to us today as we will look at the subject of discipleship for Christ as well. For in verse 6 we are reminded of three very important lessons that concern the discipleship of every believer for Christ. And it is these three important lessons that I want us to consider today. First of all, this verse reminds us of the truth that the Lord knows all about the believer's life of discipleship for him. Now when the Lord said in Matthew 11 verse 6, "And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me," he was intimating to these disciples of John that he knew all about them and their discipleship. And also he was saying that he knew all about the present plight of John, who was in prison for his own discipleship to the Lord. This word offend in verse 6 means to stumble or fall. And in the case of John, he had stumbled or fallen into prison because of his faithfulness to God and his word. And by these words in verse 6, the Lord was revealing that he knew all about John and his imprisonment. Matthew 4 verse 12 testifies to this very fact, for it says, "Now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison." Believer in Christ, surely this is an encouraging thought to you as you would consider your own discipleship for the Lord. Because no matter what happens to you because of that discipleship, the Lord knows all about you. You may be mocked, scorned, ridiculed for your Christian faith. Yet no matter how strong the opposition is against you, the Lord knows and He does not forget about you. The psalmist rightly tells us that the Lord is the shepherd of Israel, who neither slumbers nor sleeps. In Revelation chapter 2 verse 9, the Lord is speaking to the church at Smyrna. He says, "I know thy works, and tribulation and poverty." Peter was in prison. Peter was in prison for the gospel in Acts chapter 12. And verse 7 says, "Behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him." God knew all about him. Rightly did the hymn writer say, Jesus knows all about our struggles. Perhaps in recent times, dear believer, you have known great reproach from others because of your faith in Christ, maybe in your workplace, in your family, or in your neighbourhood. Well, take comfort today, because the Lord knows all about it, for He says, "And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me." Yes, these words teach us that the Lord knows all about our discipleship for Him. But then secondly, this verse reminds us of the truth that there are those who do take offence at the matter of discipleship for Christ. They are unsaved people who take offence at the gospel, and they will not repent of their sin and come to Christ for salvation. Isaiah 8 verse 14 speaks of this when it says of Christ that He shall be for a stone of stumbling and for a rock of offence. By speaking to someone this morning, you are still not saved, and you have taken offence at the gospel. You say God's way of salvation is not for me, and you will not repent of your sin and trust in Christ. If this is so, then I must warn you that if you will not repent of your sin and trust in Christ, then your soul will perish in hell forever. Luke 13 verses 5 and 6 tell us, "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." But then it must be said that there are false professors of Christianity who take offence at the gospel of Christ. They join themselves to the visible church of Christ for a while, but then they take offence at some teaching of Christ. They cease from their profession of following the Lord. We read of such in John 6 verse 66, where it says, "From that time many of His disciples went back and walked no more with Him." They were those who were following Christ for personal and material gain. Yet they were not prepared to trust Christ with all their heart for salvation. They said no to His way of salvation and to the teaching of His word. The Lord says, "If any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him." Am I speaking to someone this morning, and you are depending on a false, empty profession of religion for salvation? Then I urge you to turn from such deception and flee to Christ with all haste, and call upon Him to save you, for salvation is of the Lord. The Bible says we are to make our calling and election sure. Writing to the Corinthian church, Paul said, "Examine yourselves whether you be in the faith." A false profession can never save you. No, you must be born again. But then it must be said that God's own people themselves can take offence at Christ. They can begin to question God's providential dealings in their life. And the result is that their soul becomes filled with doubts and fears. In Mark chapter 4 verse 35, we see how the disciples doubted the Lord's care for them in the midst of the storm on the Sea of Galilee. For they said, "Master, carest thou not that we perish?" Perhaps there are times, child of God, when you become discouraged because of the difficulties along the way that God leads you. Perhaps you have begun to doubt and ask, "Does the Lord really care?" When the Bible says in 1 Peter 5 verse 7, "He careth for you." Always remember, child of God, that no matter how rough your way in life, the Lord not only knows about you, but He also cares about you. But then in the third place, this verse reminds us of the truth that there is a blessing for all those who are not offended in their discipleship for Christ. Matthew 11 verse 6 says, "And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me." This word blessed means happy. And it shows how God has a special blessing for all of His people who are not offended by the Lord's way in their life in times of trial. What is that blessing? It is the blessing of grace sufficient to keep on following the Lord no matter how difficult the way. 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9, the Lord says, "My grace is sufficient for thee." Child of God, the Lord is able to give you all the grace you need to be a faithful disciple for the Lord, no matter how hard the Christian pathway may seem at times. The hymn writer could rightly say, "Master, thou wilt keep us by thy grace divine, always on the Lord's side, Saviour, always thine." Also there is a blessing of a quiet heart. Isaiah 26 verse 3 says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." When you rest totally and absolutely upon the Lord in the midst of life's trials, then you will know in your heart that perfect peace which passeth all understanding. Also there is a blessing of a surrendered will. In Psalm 31 verse 15, David could say, "My times are in thy hand." David's life was surrendered to God. He knew that everything that concerned his life was in the hand of God, the good times as well as the difficult times. He knew that God was working out all things for good in his life. Therefore, he was able to cast his every care upon the Lord. And when you do not take offense at Christ's way in your life, and instead surrender your life completely up to Him, then you will know the blessing of being able to cast your every care upon the Lord as well. Psalm 37 verse 5 says, "Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass." Then there is the blessing of a fruitful testimony. You think of the three Hebrew children in the book of Daniel, and what a testimony they bore for the Lord, and the fruit that followed their quiet trust in the Lord. They were a great influence for God. It will be the same with yourself when you stand true to God. No matter what comes your way, you will be a force for God and for good. Yes, you will be a blessing and an encouragement to others in the Christian faith. For the Bible says, "No man liveth unto himself." Child of God, may your daily prayer be that you would honour the Lord at all costs. For when you do, then you will know the fulfilment of these words in your own life, when Christ said, "Blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me." God says, "Them that honour me, I will honour." May you so live to prove these words by not taking offence at Christ and the cross that He would have you to bear for His glory and honour. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday, at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.